You know, I think we are very unique people. God's always told the world to be happy. You only have to do two things. He said, put no other gods before me. And that could be idols, money, power, prestige, sex, or anything else. And do what you can for your fellow man. And he said, I'll see that you're happy. I think you and I have some very unique knowledge that can be used to avert death in countless thousands and thousands of people. Most people don't get this opportunity. As I look back through the history of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I see what happened with Dr. Silkworth and Dr. Jung and Roland Hazard and Abby Thatcher, with Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob and all the first 100, I am absolutely convinced that God got tired of seeing people like us die. And I think he picked those people out. He's always worked with people through people. Very seldom does he speak to one of us direct. At least he hasn't to me. Somebody else might have his phone number, but I don't have it. I think he picked them out and put this together so people like you and I could have it today. Now, all those people are dead, every one of them. If he picked them then surely he's picking them today, too. There's not an alcoholic in this room that ought to be here. Every one of us ought to be dead. Some of us do 3-4 times. And we used to say, my, wasn't I lucky last night? Luck don't have anything to do with it. God picked you up. He let you suffer your alcoholism so you would know what he wants you to know. And when he got ready to use you, he removed the obsession to drink. We had nothing to do with it. God removed the obsession to drink. Now the only question is, what are you going to do with it? If we don't carry this message to other alcoholics, this message in this book to other alcoholics, if we don't tell them, then who's going to? That's our job. That's our responsibility. And that's the only message that Alcoholics Anonymous has got. You know, some of us get to thinking we're healers. Some of us get to thinking we're marital advisors, economic advisors. I don't know of any people in the world that screwed that up worse than we did. We don't know anything about those things, but I tell you what we do know. We know more about alcoholism than anybody alive because we have experienced it. We know more about recovery from alcoholism than anybody alive because we're the only people that's done it. And we have the opportunity to avert death in thousands and thousands of our fellow alcoholics. This chapter, Working with Others, tells you how to do that. A lot of people like to say, well, this chapter is no longer appropriate today because times have changed and people have changed, and I keep saying that isn't true. Alcoholics have never changed. They've never changed. If we follow this little chapter, Working with Others, it tells us just exactly how to 12-step, tells us how to talk to a new alcoholic, tells us how to work with them and sponsor them so they can recover also. A lot of people say, well, Charlie, I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid I'll hurt somebody. My sponsor said, Charlie, you can't hurt them. He said, hell, they're going to die anyhow. He said, there's nothing you can do to them to hurt them. And he started me doing this a long, long time ago. It really does work. The final thing I have to do, if I could quit crying long enough, I'd do it. The final thing I have to do in step 12 is try to practice these principles in all my affairs. Now, what are these principles? Well, he said, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to others and practice these principles. He didn't want to say steps again. He had already said it once. He don't like to repeat himself, so he used the word principles. In the front of the 12 and 12, he says, the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous are a set of principles, spiritual in nature. I think what he's saying to me in the last part of step 12 is try to practice these steps in all of my affairs. Now, it's easy to practice them in AA. I love you and I hope you love me. And we're going to do our best not to hurt each other. But I'm only in AA at the utmost 1 or 2 hours a day at the most. What I do the other 22 or 23 hours, do I practice these steps in my home with my spouse? Can I realize how powerless I really am over that lady? Can I realize the insanity of trying to control her, knowing full well I can't? Can I make a decision, turn her will and her life over to the care of God, as I understand it? Can I inventory me and find those character defects that keep me trying to control her? Can I talk about that to another human being? Can I become willing to have God remove those and ask Him to do so? Can I make amends to her quickly when I've harmed her? There's time from shame to me. There's times I treat absolute strangers on the street with more courtesy than I treat my own wife in my own home. Just think, if I could practice these there with her and she with me, well, we might pick up 8, 9, 10 hours a day there, maybe 12, where we could be peaceful and happy and free. If we don't practice them, we don't stand a chance. We're at each other's throat continually. How about my children? Can I practice them with my children? If I can, what little time we have left will be good times. If I don't, I try to control, they resist, and we have no good times at all. We might pick up 2, 3, 4 hours a day there. How about on the job if I'm working somewhere? Can I practice them with those people who work around me? If I can, I might even be peaceful, happy, and free on the job. If I can, I don't stand a chance. I think we're the luckiest people in the world. You know, what we're really saying is that you and I have the tools to live peaceful, happy, and free 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, if we wish to. Now, make no mistake about this. God's not going to do it for you. Other people are not going to do it for you. But you, with God's help and the help of other people, can do it for yourself. I don't know anybody that's got the opportunities that we have. Joe?
Let's go to page 164. This information that comes out of the big book is the best of medicine, psychology, and religion. There was a story in that other big book about this fellow who was practicing these principles and carrying this message. And he said one night, he said, the things that I do, you can do also, and even greater. And a couple of guys heard this, and they remembered the friend who was sick. They went and got the friend and brought him back the next night on a stretcher. And I like to think they were alcoholics. Because the reason I think they were alcoholics, they got there and they were standing room only. They couldn't get him in there. And so they went up on the roof and they chopped a hole in the roof. Let him down in there. And the guy looked at him and looked up at them and he said, well, it's by your faith that this man is healed. See, it was by the faith of the people in Alcoholics Anonymous when I arrived, because I didn't have any. It was by their faith and belief in this program that I too could come and have a belief and have a faith after a while so that I too could be restored to sanity. Later on, he was in a little town called Cernan, as I read it, and he was talking that night, and after the meeting was over with, they were standing around visiting with each other, and finally someone told him of a fellow they had locked up in a cave on the side of the hill. He said, I want to go up and see that fellow. The guy said, no, man, you don't want to go see him. I mean, we've got him chained to the wall. He's harmed a lot of people. He's angry and resentful. We've got him chained to the wall, protect ourselves from him and him from us. He said, no, I want to go up there and talk to him. He said, what's his name? He said, his name is Legions, for he has many, many defects of character, you see. So he went up there and talked to that guy, and he cut loose his chains of resentments, got rid of the anger, got rid of the guilt, shame, and remorse, and set him free. And he wanted to do what those other 12 guys had done. And he asked him, he said, can I go with you and do what you do? And he wrote a step for us right here. He said, no, Legions, you can't come and do what we do. He said, what I want you to do is stay here and just tell people what happened to you. Pass it on, I think that's what Bill called it. On page 164, it says, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God.
That's what we did in step 1, 2, and 3.
Admit your faults to him and to your fellows.
That's what we did in 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Clear away the wreckage of your past.
That's what we did in 8 and 9.
Give freely what you find and join us.
And we'll do that in 10, 11, and 12.
And we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you tread the road to a happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you all for letting us be here.